This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Welcome to a Radio Labour news update recorded on Wednesday, August 13th, 2014. I'm Marc Boulanger. In Sofia, Bulgaria this week, almost 2,000 unionists are meeting at the 43rd Global Congress of the International Transport Workers Federation. The ITF is a global union federation which represents 360 unions in 116 countries. The 4.5 million members of the unions represented by the ITF include dockers, railway workers, civil aviation employees, seafarers, and others. The delegates attending the Congress have been debating a policy document which will set the goals of the ITF for the next 4 years. The debates have centered on issues such as stopping airlines from registering in so-called flags of convenience countries, strategies for addressing increased automation in ports, and organizing more workers into unions, especially in Southeast Asia. Discussions are also being held on getting more states to ratify the Maritime Labor Convention of the International Labor Organization. The convention is aimed at improving the wages and working conditions of seafarers, plus guaranteeing their right to join unions. Running alongside the main Congress plenaries are workshops about protecting women transport workers from violence, fighting modern slavery in the fishing industry, climate change, solidarity with Palestine, and other issues such as fair trade for Africa. One of the delegates attending the Congress is Tim Beatty, the Director of Global Strategies for the Teamsters Union in the United States. He spoke about the ITF's efforts to organize workers in global delivery companies such as DHL, FedEx, and UPS.
For DHL workers around the world to be able to organize has been extremely important for us. We assisted TUMTIS in Turkey in their first organizing drive with UPS, that's a well-organized company in the United States. And we encouraged them to organize at DHL and provided solidarity when they were organizing in the form of training and also pressure on the company. But we said that they weren't going to be able to maintain a good contract with UPS if they didn't organize the competitors. And so TUMTIS smartly began to organize in the rest of the sector, including with DHL. We're very pleased with the result and encourage workers worldwide at UPS, at FedEx, and at DHL to organize, because if we can organize throughout the parcel system, we'll create a high standard for all the workers in the industry.
One of the more significant features of the ITF's 2014 Congress has been the adoption of new media to inform not only the people at the conference in Sofia, but also members around the world. The Congress is being operated by digital methods for document handling, plus the use of Facebook, Twitter, Flickr, and YouTube. I talked to Stephen Cotton about the ITF's adoption of digital communications for the Congress. Mr. Cotton is the ITF's acting general secretary.
This is a fairly brave way of trying to do things. So rather than the kind of traditional giveaways, we're giving all delegates tablets and we're running all of our paperwork, which formerly would have been on the hard stuff, virtually. So that's the one level of trying to be both environmentally conscious but also kind of give people a more interactive process. And then we're basically, for those affiliates that can't make it to Congress, and we've tested and trialled this on our region conferences over the last 18 months, we're running, live social interaction. So you can follow what's going on in the conference hall, put questions in and get your questions up to the relevant speakers. You know, these conferences are incredibly expensive and a real consolidation of discussion, but we're working on the basis that you can have real-time interaction, and you don't necessarily have to be in Sofia to deliver that. Part of the big theme is trying to say global union federations, sometimes seem a long way away from the affiliates, but in reality we're only as good as the affiliate participation. And so the kind of the message is really that the ITF belongs to them, and therefore kind of giving a bit back, hoping that when they leave, they don't leave and disappear, that they leave and they become part of a network that stays in touch. And we kind of want to feed those networks, whether it be on political thinking or something more practical like organizing in the workplace.
And that's it. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.